This past Friday witnessed the premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, the third installment in the popular Marvel franchise. And it's clear that despite how much can change in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, good storytelling can make anything feel familiar. In terms of the box office, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was a tentative success for Marvel, which has stumbled as of late. Released back in February of this year, Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania fell short of what was needed to match its $200 million budget, and according to Variety, Ant-Man's flop came alongside other disappointing performances for the Marvel Universe, such as Thor back in 2022 and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, also from 2022. Here's director Quentin Tarantino on the podcast Two Bears, One Cave.
The entire representation of this era of movies right now.
Right.
And there's not really much room for anything else. That is literally my problem. It's a problem of representation.
But with an opening weekend gross of $118 million, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 has emerged as one of Marvel's biggest blockbusters of this year. This past Monday afternoon at the AMC Evanston 12, some audience members took the time to talk to me about how Guardians of the Galaxy manages to stand out as something singular and unique. First, it's important to note that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes 6 years after Volume 2, and Marvel released two pretty consequential films in between, Avengers: Infinity War and Avengers: Endgame. Here's Ian, who attended the Monday matinee.
I think it did a good job of blending both, being a sequel to the Guardians movies, but also following on from the rest of it. So I loved it. I mean, the Guardians movies are my favorite of the Marvel movies. This is really like the last one that I have any sort of emotional attachment to. So yeah. James Gunn's perspective, he's just such a unique filmmaker.
Joe, another Monday afternoon attendee, felt Guardians of the Galaxy actually told a more compelling story than either Endgame or Infinity War.
I enjoyed it. I thought they put a lot of effort into the narrative this time. The storyline was too thin, like they got carried away on all the special effects, and that was really cool. I mean, it was a neat thing to see. It was kind of a nice escape, visual escape. Mm-hmm. But this one had a kind of a depth of story that I thought actually made the movie a lot more enjoyable.
It is important to note that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was attempting an entirely different feat than Endgame, Infinity War, or even the preceding Guardians of the Galaxy volumes.
Oh man, the animal rights message was really lovely. That was so sweet.
What Ian's referring to is the film's heavy focus on Rocket, the raccoon member of the Guardians. A lot of screen time is spent unpacking Rocket's backstory, specifically the shocking cruelty he endured in his youth as a subject of animal testing and experimentation. The film's portrayal of Rocket's backstory even compelled PETA to release a statement, saying that the film, quote, tells a beautiful and compassionate story about testing on animals to a Marvel-sized audience, end quote.
It's okay, friend. Don't let them scare you.
For context, PETA is an animal rights activist group, somewhat infamous for spearheading shocking and sometimes upsetting awareness campaigns. But despite their infamy, they were quick to endorse much of the film's central message. They even awarded director James Gunn with a Not a Number Award, a nod to the numbers assigned to animals being tested on. It's clear that Rocket's storyline had a significant impact on how audiences valued the film.
In the Guardians movies, I feel like it has a lot more heart to it than the rest of them. I feel like there's, you know, the rest of them, it's you kind of forget about it after it's over, but these sort of stick with you a little bit more.
Music is another signature aspect of the Guardians franchise.
The music's always good.
Yeah.
Music's always good.
Yeah.
You know, they don't skimp, and they don't short-circuit things when it comes to the music.
One of the most iconic scenes in the whole franchise is perhaps the opening scene in Volume 1, where Peter Quill, played by Chris Pratt, can be seen kicking monsters alongside to the beat of Come and Get Your Love by Lolly Vegas. Volume 1's soundtrack, called Awesome Mix Volume 1, even hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 200. And Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 expands on this ethos of classic American music. Starting with an acoustic rendition of Radiohead's Creep, other significant choices include The Flaming Lips' Do You Realize and Florence and the Machine's Dog Days Are Over.
That you have the most beautiful.
It's no secret that the old structures of the Marvel Cinematic Universe are fading. Even as movie theater attendance continues to rise back to pre-pandemic levels, it's been difficult for Marvel to maintain a steady source of interest. However, consistent enthusiasm for franchises like Guardians of the Galaxy reveal a lot about what audiences are really looking for.
But I'm always really interested in how people decide to tell a story.
Yeah.
It's just a fascinating thing.
For WNUR News, I'm Paul O'Connor.